all four of them are playing the same way they played when I had them in Cleveland. You know, the environment here is different. You know, the expectation here is different. You know, the veteran leadership that we have here in our locker room and the way that Coach Shanahan runs this program is different. But as far as the way that the four of those guys are playing and are asked to play, that's no different than the 2 years I had them in Cleveland.
All four of them at different times have kind of said that they feel that they were blamed in, to some degree for some of the losing culture and that kind of thing in Cleveland. And so that's part of what you're saying, is this the culture is different, the attitude?
I think yeah, I just got asked a question a few minutes ago. I think part of it is, you know, you hear, you got Rod Smith, you know, you got Tommy Nalen, you know, a bunch of guys that have been in the league a long time. You know, in Cleveland, we didn't have that. And so what happens is the guys who are the high draft picks, you know, are the ones that are ordained to be the leaders, whether they're ready or not. And they're the ones that people point to as the reason for success or failure. And, you know, you had one defensive lineman that was a first overall pick. You had one that was a third overall pick. And then the other ones were first round picks. So that was an easy target. And I think that's what the guys felt. But to me, I think the thing that impressed me the most about them is they never stood up one time and said, it's not our fault. You know, don't point the blame at us. They all just continue to just accept it and not say a word and continue to work hard. And that's what impressed me about the whole group.
Do you see here that mentally they're refreshed? Not physically, but mentally, because there's not that blame game or that, you know.
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, I really wouldn't. I just think that, you know, they've come in here and said, hey, I just got to do my part to help the team win. I'm just a piece of the puzzle. And I think they've done a great job with that aspect of it. And I think people have made, you know, a much bigger deal, you know, out of it than, to me, than what it really is. You know, it's not a deal where there was so much negativism there that they're going back to a place they hate. They all got fond memories of Cleveland, you know, and they all still have friends on that team. The fans treated them well. So I don't think it's one of those deals at all.
Do you have to caution them at all this week as they maybe get juiced up to go back there as a group and kind of show, hey, they're having success here?
No.
There's nothing like that.
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's being overblown. You know what I mean? I got asked the same question yesterday. Oh, you got to be juiced up to go back to Cleveland. I'm like, well, have you ever looked at my resume? You know, is it any different than when I went to New England or playing Minnesota or playing Dallas? I've been all those places too. You know, I mean, so hey, it's just another game, and I'm trying to do the best I can to help the Broncos win that game. And those guys are going to do the same thing. It's another NFL football game that we're trying to do the best we can to win, and it's not a hatred, grudge match type of situation.
Yeah. Was Kennard almost pretty much the final piece of that puzzle then, getting him here this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I got all the guys that I was really close with. You know, there's only two left there now, and that's Orpheus Roy and Alvin McKinley. And, you know, we were very fortunate to get Kennard. I mean, he's really helped us out a ton, not only on the football field, but also in the meeting room and locker room.
But I just think, like, it's got to be a pretty good feeling when you walk on the field on Sunday that the guys are playing well, you're doing well. I mean, it's a lot better than if you went there and, you know, and you were struggling.
Well, I'm only going to feel good one way. When there's zeros across that board and we got one more point than them, and I'm going to feel really good. But up until then, I'm going to feel just as sick before kickoff as I do every Sunday, and I'm hoping that we can play to the best of our abilities. And then we win the game, I'll feel good. If we don't, you know, I'm going to feel rotten like I do every time we lose. And that's the honest to God truth. It's not the pretty picture or the beautiful story that everybody wants it to be. You know, it's not that way at all.
Knowing what these guys went through in Cleveland, what does it mean to you to see them all be so successful?
Oh, yeah. I'm proud. Hey, I'm proud. I mean, I want them to be successful because they're good human beings. They're good men. And not just good football players, they're good men. And that's what I said, you know, to the Denver community as we signed each one of them. And I got asked the question, is that the
I remember asking you all those.
Yeah, that the community, when it was all said and done, is going to be happy that they're here because of the type of men they are. you know, more than the type of football players that they are. And that's what makes me proud of, mm-hmm. of the way they're playing, because to me, you know, they deserved to finally get some positive attention go their way.
Why do you think there was, I mean, there was a negative perception in Cleveland? Why do you think there was that perception about some of the guys publicly?
I just think it's an easy deal. You know, you give up almost 300 yards to Baltimore rushing and Jamal Lewis in a game. You know, it's going to go back to the defensive line. It's just the way it is in professional football. And you look across it, and you got four number one draft picks playing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that played a big part in it. Mm-hmm. And no matter what I would say as a coach or the head coach would say, you know, people just didn't want to believe it. And, you know, I think it just snowballed and just carried on and carried on. And, you know, it was just an unfortunate situation.